Eagles build their nests where nobody can reach them. They roll their eggs over every 3 hours to prevent the embryos sticking to the shells. After the young eagles have hatched, they are carefully fed by their parents. Food is given to the chicks in the form of small scraps torn off by their parents. Eagles keep parasites and insects that might harm their eggs and young away from the nest. They do this by lining their nests with aromatic plants containing protective substances. All eagles have an extra eyelid called a nictitating membrane. The function of this special lid is to clean and protect the eyes of the birds. For example, eagles usually pull the membranes over their eyes when feeding their chicks. It is a precaution to protect the eyes of the parents from any harm that these chicks might accidentally inflict as they lunge for food. Eagles hunt by day. The reason for this is that the air temperature that rises during the hot daytime hours permits the bird to use less energy. Grooming for eagles is of great importance in flying and hunting, especially when flying at speeds of up to 70 or 80 miles an hour. The feathers also need to be maintained against the harmful effects of water and wind. This maintenance is carried out thanks to an oil gland at the bottom of the tail feathers. They take the substance produced in this gland in their beaks and rub it over their plumage. The eagle needs to be both light enough to be able to take off from anywhere easily and strong enough to carry its prey after catching it. A bald eagle has more than 7,000 feathers. However, when you put all these feathers together, they weigh only approximately 20 ounces. In order to provide a lighter body weight, the insides of the bones are hollow. The total weight of a bald eagle skeleton is just over half a pound. An eagle derives the force it needs for flying from the downward strokes of its wings. For this reason, its muscles that pull the wings downwards are much larger than the muscles that pull them upwards. Flight muscles are very important for an eagle. These muscles generally weigh half of the bird's total body weight. The eagle can fly faster or slower by changing the position of its wings. When the eagle wants to fly faster, it turns the front edges of the wings into the wind and thus cuts through the air. When it wants to go slower, it turns the wide surface of its wings into the wind. Some eagles dive down through the air at unbelievable speeds. During such dives, they approach speeds of 200 miles an hour. Large eagles strike their prey very fast. The speed at which a bald eagle strikes is twice as powerful as that of a rifle bullet. The Eagle flight system has been specially created in order for it not to hit the ground and be killed while diving. In order to avoid striking the ground, it is capable of adjusting its speed and braking, as well as of seizing its prey and then climbing back into the air. Not even warplanes produced with the latest technology are capable of such maneuvers. This shows us that the eagles cannot calculate all these maneuvers for themselves. Naturally, the eagle lacks the intelligence with which to calculate these. It is Almighty and omniscient God who causes them to do this. This fact is revealed in a verse. There is no creature he does not hold by the forelock.